morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Munisalamia hewani tafadhali. You know, that hand is very important up there. I want to take this opportunity to say that I thank the Lord so much for giving me another opportunity to come and share with you this lovely group. I have remained with you all through because I love being here. And I thank God that we are here this morning. This morning, without taking a lot of time because time is gone, I am going to share with you on the topic, well, that is up there. You can see that big placard there. Bear fruit that will last. And down there, we have a command, get rid of several things. And one of them is anger and fits of rage. That is what we are going to address today. Anger. Anger. Can you all say anger? And fits of rage. And I will explain, you know, a few things about these two. It's one, actually. In my little introduction, let me say this. Anger is a problem that many of us suffer from in one way or another, or at one time or another. I know some of us here, actually somebody about 5 years ago in the corridors of the other church somewhere said, but you know me, I don't get angry. And, you know, here this statement is really disqualifying some people who actually claim that they don't get angry. Anger is a problem that many of us suffer from in one way or another, or at one time or another. And sometimes you may not be able to tell that you're going through that experience. Jay Adams, one of the Christian counselors in America, in his book, Counselor's Manual, a book I love so much, I have it in my shelf, on page 359, he has indicated that anger affects a lot of us. Anger affects a lot of us. And he says this, and I quote, anger is a problem for every Christian. And he goes on to say that 90% of counseling problems, anger is involved. 90% of counseling problems, anger is involved. So that means some of us are angry without even knowing. Sometimes we do not realize that we have a problem of anger. And I want to say that realization and acknowledgement that we have an anger problem is a very healthy thing in our lives. Knowing and realizing that at one time or in one way you get angry, realizing that is a very healthy thing because you can address that anger which may be affecting you and affecting other people. So, in this sermon of today, I would like us to look at what anger is. What is anger? What the Bible says about anger? Of course, we can't finish that. And also, we want to look at effects of selfish anger. And at the end, do something on biblical management of this anger, so that we can live in a happy and godly relationship with God Himself and other people around us. Do you know, brothers and sisters, sometimes our relationship with God is badly affected because of our anger that remains in us and really affects us. And sometimes our relationship with God is not right because of anger. And our relationship too with brothers and sisters may not be very good because of our anger. Our relationships between wives and husbands, oh my goodness, that's where the problem is. Anger. And some people have decided even to divorce because they are angry at each other. They cannot cope. They are angry every time with each other. Anger is such a danger to our relationships that we need today to think about it and address it so that we can live a free life from pains that we have sometimes. So let me begin by giving a definition of anger and rage. According to Macmillan Essential Dictionary for Learners of English, anger has been defined this way. It says, anger is a strong feeling that makes you want to hurt someone or shout at them. Are you hearing? Anger is the strong feeling that makes you want to hurt someone or shout at them. When people are angry, you can see those elements where you want to hurt somebody with words. Isn't it? I will never forget one time we visited a family which was having a little problem. And as we sat there to take the tea, the husband asked, many years, about 45 years, 40 years ago, the husband said, why are you here? Before he even finished, you know, taking the cup of tea in his own house, why are you here? And before we even answered, he said, if you are here to make me reconcile to this woman here, this is a sheep. And you know what that means. And the woman started, she just burst into tears and she cried. We could not continue. We just packed and went home. So the husband hurt the woman, his own wife, with words of anger. And I don't know whether that relationship went on very long. Oxford Advanced Learners Dictionary says that anger is a strong feeling that you have when something has happened that you think is bad or unfair. Usually when we think somebody is unfair to us, we shout. And the shouting can end up into a serious problem. And rage, which is actually a kind of anger, can be described as a violent type of anger in those dictionaries. That is the meaning of anger. And I wonder whether there's anyone here who can tell us he or she has never been angry. I will never pretend, my dear brothers and sisters. I will not pretend myself even as a preacher. The second part of my sermon is this. What does the Bible say about anger? The Bible has a lot to say about anger, but I will only mention a few. The Bible does talk about two types of anger. For example, there is what we call the righteous anger or holy anger that actually we see in God and his Son. Even in Jesus himself when he was here in this world. For instance, God is angry with evil and every form of sin. When people go on sinning, God is angry at that sin. When you go committing adultery, God is not happy. He's angry about that. Holy anger. Righteous anger. And we see, for instance, even Jesus, when he was here on earth, at one time he entered into the temple area and drove out those who were selling and buying there and overturned tables of the money changers because they were doing something wrong. He was angry because there was something sinful that was going on in the house of the Lord. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is angry. He's not happy when he sees men and women of God, young people in the church, going on into sexual immoralities, and yet on Sunday they are here praising the Lord like they can cheat God. Never. God is unhappy, is angry towards sin. Another thing is there is another kind of anger is that one that we can describe as sinful or a selfish anger that comes from self. When you are angry at somebody and you want to hit him, that is ego. It is from self. It is selfish. Some of the shoutings that we shout at our people and, you know, get angry, you know, with are actually selfish. And this is what Paul is telling us to get rid of. Get rid of anger, rage, and this is in Colossians 3, verse 8. We are commanded to get rid of this anger and rage, things that are coming from selfishness, because you know you don't want to be touched. You're so egocentric that when you are touched, you get angry and you can even say words or hurt somebody with those words. That is sinful anger, and that is what God wants us to get rid of. Proverbs that we have just read, 14 verse 17, says, a quick-tempered person does foolish things. Isn't it? And I'll never forget a story of somebody who was a cook in a hotel. And he got annoyed. He was holding a knife. I think he was cutting some kitungus, you know, ready to cook. And a friend, I think, pushed a word and he got annoyed. And he just stabbed the other man and killed him within a second. That is what we are talking about here, is quick temperedness, which can make you do foolish things that you can regret later on. Have you ever one time said words that you think about later on and you think you are foolish and you feel ashamed for having said those words? Yeah, just talking with anger. And you find later on, I was a stupid fellow because here I said things that I should have not said. That is what Proverbs 14 is telling us, that a quick person, tempered person, you know, does foolish things, terrible things. And then Proverbs 29, verse 22, has something to say here. It says, an angry man stirs dissension, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. Getting hot-tempered, the anger can make you do terrible things or commit many sins. And finally, because I don't have a lot of time to say all the things the Bible says about anger, James 2, 19 to 20 is very good. It says, take note of this, I'm quoting. Everyone should be quick to listen. My brothers and sisters, listen. Quick to listen. And there are some people, even before you bring a word out, they're already shouting. Have you seen people like that? Maybe you or me, we have done that, isn't it? I have done that sometimes. You know, before my wife is saying something, you know, because I'm not very patient, you know, I'm already talking, and I realize, I'm doing a wrong thing. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger, can you listen? Does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. You know, I know here we cannot say amen because it's a very painful for some of us and all of us maybe. So, take note of this, I repeat and I quote again. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to anger, or slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Why? Because man's anger, when you get angry, it does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. May the Lord help us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Husbands and wives, husbands and wives, please be quick to listen to one another. I'm a husband, so I'm preaching to myself this morning. Honestly, I'm preaching to myself. Okay? Be quick to listen. Slow to throw words. And, you know, and slow to become angry. Because when we become angry, we don't really, you know, show the righteousness of God, and God is never happy about that kind of behavior. It's a negative behavior. Yeah, you know, in that bearing of fruit, you know, that will last, there is a section of you know, positive behavior that we have covered. I think we will cover, but there is that negative part where we are told to be very careful about. Okay, what are the effects? Quickly. That's now the third section of my sermon. Very quickly. What are the effects? Okay? Anger causes dissension or division or disagreements between the people within marriage, for instance, and family, even in the church. Hey, church. There are some people who don't greet each other because they have been fighting, they have been angry with each other. Okay? Anger really causes all that. And you can see that in Proverbs 29, verse 22. Secondly, it can make someone to do foolish things, like we have already mentioned. Examples of foolish things are shouting at people, fighting, or becoming violent, like Cain in the Old Testament. Can you remember Cain? Yeah, he killed his own brother. Thirdly, anger takes away joy from the person who is angry. Did you know that? When you are angry, you are never happy. I know it. When I'm angry, I'm not a happy person. I regret later on because even my face is really changed. And I ask the Lord to forgive me later on crying. We shall come to that anyway. It takes away, you know, joy from the person who is angry or the people that he or she is interacting with. Are you happy with angry people? Even in the house or in the church or in the place of work? Are you happy with them? They cause you pain. They cause themselves pain, and they cause you pain. They cause everybody around pain because of their anger. Anger is a bad thing. It's an evil thing. It's something that we must guard against. Fourthly, anger can destroy positive interpersonal relationships. For example, within the family, church, place of work, neighborhood, on the road. Yeah. Have you one time, you know, walked on the road and you are finding angry people who are going and they're hitting you, they don't care, you know? Yeah. And it's like you are not even there. Anger can cause a lot of pain in the interpersonal relationship. Finally, about the effects. According to health research, listen. And I can see some people who are in that area, even doctors here. According to health research, anger can cause heart problems to the person who is angry. Heart problems. Find out. Some of these people who get a bit overdone in their anger, well, find out. Heart problems can come to a person who is not able to control anger. And anger becomes, you know, like, you know, his kind of life. There is a danger. Heart can be affected. Now, my final part of the sermon is the biblical management of anger, or godly management, as the topic has put it. How God wants you to control this anger. I have 3 points here. One, and I'm making very strong statements here, sincerely and honestly analyze the kind of anger you are experiencing. It could be holy anger. Praise the Lord. How many people are having holy anger? Oy, ay. If it's holy anger, you are unhappy and angry because sin is being, you know, is circulating in the church of Jesus Christ, and you are rebuking it, you know, with that holy anger. Praise the Lord. And how many are doing that? Very few these days. Sincerely and honestly analyze the kind of anger you are experiencing, and after that, ask yourself questions. Is it righteous anger? Is it selfish anger? If it is sinful and selfish anger, you and I need to address it in a biblical and godly manner using the scripture. Like Ephesians 4:26, it says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. If you are the kind of person, if I am the kind of person, you know, if we are the kind of people who get angry for a whole week, we need to ask God to come in to deliver us, to save us from that problem, because it can cause us a heart problem or even cause us something serious. We need to ask God to come in and help us. And then secondly, control your sinful anger by admitting that you have a problem. Do you know why wives and husbands are divorcing today? I'm a counselor, so if I talk about it, don't worry. Do you know why? Because Not one of them, even, or both, accept that they have a problem. I don't have a problem. You have a problem. We have had cases where husbands, when they are going to a counselor's room or counselor's place, they drive the wife and put them just outside the counselor's room and say, you are the one who has the problem. Go and see the counselor. Who has a bigger problem there? For me, the husband. Because he's not admitting that he has a problem. So, it's important that you admit that you have a problem, anger, confess the problem before God in tears, then prayerfully allow the power of the Holy Spirit to enable you to bear good fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Don't all this really, are they not things that we need to actually have when we have anger, love, joy, isn't it? Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, gentleness, and self-control. You and I need to actually confess before the Lord and ask for forgiveness and ask the Lord to really take over and give us, you know, these, you know, positive, you know, elements of behavior. Finally, and I put it very strongly here again, you know, we are doing the biblical management. We said, you know, you have to be honest, control yourself, and then, thirdly, categorically, radically, decisively, allow the Holy Spirit to live in your life so that he will help you to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit that will, will counter the sin of anger, the problem of anger. Categorically, radically, decisively, allow the Holy Spirit. Finally, let me finish. And let me say in conclusion, we can say that sinful anger is a problem that many of us have. God wants us to deal with the problems of anger and fits of rage. So may the Lord help us to seriously address any element of this problem so that, like our current theme is in our church today up there, is encouraging, we will be able to bear much fruit, fruit that will last. When we deal with the problem of anger and rage, they are just the same except that they are different degrees sometimes. We will be in a better position to be a blessing to our family members, friends, and church. And above all, we shall bring all the glory and honor to our God in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we want to thank you for your word. We pray that you give us the Spirit to address this problem of anger, so that in doing that, we'll live to be happy and we will live to give other people happiness and above all, bring glory and honor to your great name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.